If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
All right. How you getting on? You good? You grand? Huh? New piano? How you doing, Grant? I didn't know your piano. I didn't know it was Steinway. You just walked in here. I didn't realize I was talking to a honky-tonk. Ding, ding, ding. I was just an impression of a piano there, but it sounded racist, and honky's racist. So, you know.
You can call me anything, actually. You can call me honky. You can call me whitey. Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it? No, like, no, I'm no Siobhan. No, I'm sorry. No, yeah, I have had a bit to drink, but I'm going to say this now. You, okay, Abdul, okay. I don't know where you're from, but you can call me a honky. You can call me a honky if you want. In fact, I insist you do.
Changed accents there. How are you doing? You good? I'm so happy to be speaking to you. I've been away with the family there for a week, you know, and the wife's family as well, you know. So the masquerade begins, acting like I'm a fucking human, acting like I'm not a pig, acting like I'm not a despicable little fucking, I don't know. No, just being nice, you know, being nice for a week. You know, so it's nice to speak to you. Where I can let my freak flag fly. Huh? Why? You gave me so much. I can let my freak flag fly. You know? I'm into watching dog videos. I'm into watching dogs wearing masks. Fucking other dog videos. Okay? And if that makes me a weirdo, then man, then there's another 800,000 like me on Reddit. Okay? Are we all weirdos? Maybe we should take up arms. I'm going to talk about. I'm just so happy. I'm a bit giddy now. I'm just happy to be back in my fucking car again. I feel so. My brother asked me. He's like, "Why do you like doing those podcasts in the cars?" Because I feel powerful. I'm behind a fucking killing machine. There ain't no fucking track for me. I can drive wherever I want. In fact, I've been driving up on the grass. On my front garden, and now the grass is ruined, for example. I can drive wherever I like. So don't you tell me there's no track for me. I'm behind a beast. I'm behind a fucking beast of a Kia Soul. I need a new car, but I don't have any money for that sort of thing. I'm doing fine, guys. I'm doing fine. But, like, you know, I wasn't doing a lot of touring, you know. Wasn't doing the ads, you know, the end of last year. So it's been a lean month at the Dragon House, that's for sure. We've had to only buy one bag of Happy Pear granola a week. We'd normally buy two, so it's getting pretty fucking look. I understand there's a housing crisis. Minister, nobody understands there's a housing crisis more than me. I'm buying one pack of granola for my family a week. You know, we'd make a fruit salad as well, you know. We make porridge as well. But we normally have two because Daddy looks to eat it at night time. Young fellow wakes up. Where's my chocolate granola? Oh, you ate it, son. Gaslight. My wife doesn't like me gaslighting, I suppose. Doesn't like me gaslighting her. You know, I would more say that I'm not listening and I want the conversation to stop. So I'm lying for the conversation to stop, for example. And she calls that gaslighting, but we've no problems gaslighting the young fella. He's there, he's going to wake up. He went up to my brother's on Easter, and my darling goddaughter and her cousin were doing an Easter egg hunt because Sonny's the smallest. There was fucking eggs everywhere, so you could pick them up. Came home with 41 eggs, you know, and that's a lot. So, but he can count,
and you can count on me eating your fucking eggs.
I says to him, but in a way that was, no, you ate them, son. I'm lying to you. But we don't lie about other stuff like death or Santa. But when it comes to me stealing the chocolate, we did the Easter Bunny thing, and we didn't have the Easter Bunny in my house. My only memory of the Easter Bunny was waking up one morning. I think my ma forgot it was Easter. Well, no. Look, she we're just from fucking, in Marino, all right? The fucking mean streets of Marino. Well, taking Griffith Avenue. But I hung out in Marino most of the time. But my postcode was Dublin 9. But I hung out in Dublin 3. Did you hear me? Got my fucking head kicked in Dublin 3. Never Dublin 9, though. Much nicer. Much nicer. much safer in the estate that I lived in. On Griffith. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm saying I'm fucking tough, right? I'm a Northsider, right? I'm from the streets. Okay? Step up 2. Maybe you heard of it. The streets. Okay? So, my wife had a nice garden and everything. We didn't have a nice garden. Or rather, my ma's two little bastards never cut the grass, you know? But we weren't taught how. Doesn't matter. Anyway, they're big on the Easter Bunny, and they're big on the old Easter Bunny egg hunts. Easter Bunny egg hunt is what I was... I had to work this morning. She brought the young fellow to the grannies on the south side, right? For an Easter egg hunt. And I just went, Easter egg cunt. And she was busy. She didn't really listen to me. It wasn't even a joke, to be honest. But it was a great pun for something that I'll store away. I'll squirrel away. But anyway, so we did the Easter... So I'm not like big on Easter Bunny. I don't know the rules of Easter Bunny. We were in a shop and Sonny's like, I want this egg. Because it was a Kinder egg and a big toy in it. And Terry's like, oh, maybe the Easter Bunny will get it. And I was like, I'll get it. And she goes, no. I was like, oh, okay. Because we just gave each other Easter Bunny. My only memory of the Easter Bunny was, I heard about the Easter Bunny. We didn't really do the Easter Bunny. But I ran down one morning, wide-eyed, with a hairless body, sprinting down, because I was a boy. And saw a footprint on the grass, on the carpet. In fucking Marino, you had fucking grass instead of a carpet, right? You had grass instead of a carpet, but we never could. Anyway, no, I saw a footprint on the carpet, and it was big. And I said, "Ma'am, look, the Easter Bunny's been here. It's his footprint." And she goes, "No, your dad came in pissed last night." Which is rare for my dad. My dad's not a big drinker, but he doesn't drink as much as me. So, I actually don't drink that much anyway. Actually, he probably drinks more than me now. Most of his fucking kids have flown a coop. I think that's what you say, isn't it, coop? His kids have mostly flown the coop. Or at least, he has rescinded all responsibility, He still has kids living at home with him, My little brother and sister still living at home, but he's, in terms of responsibility, he's kind of like, hey, feed yourself, drive yourself, Anyway, I'm just saying if I was him, I'd be tucking into the old-fashioned at lunchtime. Anyway, he's not. Look, doesn't matter. She's like, yeah. My mom was like, yeah, your dad came in pissed last night. And that's his footprint. I'm like, oh. That's kind of the opposite. Interesting. Kind of the opposite of the joy of the Easter Bunny. Interesting. Just wondering why you say that. Just curious, anyway. My mom's not great with the improv, She's not like, yes and, It's kind of like, doctor, I'm trying to do a bit of improv here. Doctor, my leg is feeling a bit sore. Your dad came in pissed last night. Man, that's not how you do, ma'am. All right, scene, guys. That's not how you do improv, ma'am. You have to say yes and. Okay, sorry, one more time. We'll do a new scene. Hello, little girl. What kind of balloon animal would you like from these balloons? Your dad came in pissed. You're not listening to me, son. And he put a muddy footprint on the floor. Okay. All right, ma'am. We're not doing this anymore. All right. Guys, sorry, guys. Lights go up. Sorry, guys. 200 people in the audience. Listen, thanks so much for coming. We will. I don't know what's wrong with her. I don't know what's wrong with my mom. She's normally better than this. right, we will refund all of your tickets. So I'm really sorry about that. The booking fee, unfortunately, will still be taken. You can call the booking fee Liam Neeson because it'll be taken. I'm glad you got some laugh tonight from that taken joke because my man really fucking shit the bed with his improv. Anyway. So I just wanted to put by the egg for him. She's like, that's not what you do. And then she gets up early and she's like, you need to hide the egg. I'm like, what is this? He's the worst. He's very bad at finding things, you know. I could put the egg on his head. He wouldn't find it. He'd run around in circles. He'd oddly probably keep, you know, perfect balance for the first time ever in his little almost 4-year-old life, you know, spin around in circles looking for the egg before he find it. So I hit it up on the curtain rail. And I don't know if the bunny is a big one. I don't know if the Easter bunny, you know, jumps up and puts shit places or if it's a small bunny. I don't know anything about it. So, you know, I put the egg up on the curtain rail. And Terry's like, oh, he must have jumped up there. And I'm like, sorry, is this a fucking, like, is this a small guy? He's a little guy. Or is he big? I pictured him being real big. I pictured him, you know. And actually, do you know what as well? Terry goes, because I know nothing. So I tried to, like, I don't know, I was feeling insecure about knowing nothing about the Easter Bunny. And Terry goes, I think he jumped up there. And I say, Terry, can we not just say they? Do we have to put a fucking gender? And I was kind of being serious, but I was also like being a bit insecure, so it kind of twisting the knife a little bit. I was like, can we not just give him, like, why is Easter Bunny? Can it just be they? And she goes, yeah, you're probably right. You're right. Should be they. And I was like, all right, small win here for me. For just little, you got to do that sometimes in a marriage. Get a little fucking needle in there, you know? I get things wrong all the time. So I'm like, hey, actually, you're being a bit of a fucking, I don't know. You're being fucking non-binary compliant or some shit to my wife. Hang on, who's texting me? All right, no, it's not important. Hey, can we not just, you know, and I feel like they should do that more. There's this amazing book, actually, about bunnies called I Love You, How Much I Love You. And it's two little bunnies. One's called Big and one's called Small. And Big is like, you know, I love you all the way up to my, you know, the top of my ears. And the bunny, and the little bunny goes, I love you all the way up to the top of the tree. And I love you. And the big goes, well, I love you all the way up to this, all the way down to the river. And then the, you know, whatever, big one or a small one, I can't remember what order I'm talking. I love you all the way. I remember my dad reading this to me. He used to say this to me, I love you all the way to the moon and back, is where it eventually goes. But halfway through the book, it's like, and then Small said, as he rubbed his eyes, I'm like, why do you have to give this? You know, it's an easy thing here just to have no gender for this thing. So anyone in this can be like, that's like me. Hey, that's like me. So I tried to, you know, say, Terry, hey, can we not have this bunny be gender fluid? But I don't know how big this cunt's going to be. I got a picture of a big one, you know. A big one with no genitalia, you know. Look, I want a spoon. I don't want a little thing. That makes me feel like a weirdo. I told you, I do not like animals, but I like anthropomorphic things. You know this about me. I don't know, want a small kitten or cat or anything like that. I'm not attracted to that. But a kind of a humanoid being with feline features and maybe eyeliner. Hey, you know, that's different. There used to be the kind of over-sexualization of chocolate. You know, no bigger culprit than the hussy. I can fucking say that. The common hussy of the caramel bunny. You know, and it's mad. Like she'd be walking around, just a bow on, and if you took the bow off, she would look less naked. It's because she has the bow on that you're like, what's the fuck's going on? Where's the rest of your clobber? And her legs were sexy. Like, you know, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I just want access to sugar. Why are you doing this to me? You know. Anyway. See, these are the sort of chats I wasn't able to have. With the in-laws. Do I have anything else on the caramel bunny? Yeah, I don't know. I want the Easter bunny to be kind of an anthropomorphic bunny, kind of a big one. But, you know, doesn't matter. I'm running out of steam on this. Anyway, I was away with the in-laws, and we had a gas thing on the way. Now, I'm in my car again, as I keep saying, right? And this car is a bloody shithole, right? And it is my wife's fault. You know, she doesn't take that now. There's like compost in the back seat, like for my black fingered wife, as I've said before. She doesn't have the Midas touch, or a green, whatever equivalent, touch. Although we're in home base today, what an aspirational experience. We could get this Fontoon lighting, babe. Babe, we get the Fontoon. Is it called Fostoon? Fuck, what's it called? Terry was saying to me earlier. Fontoon? Fostoon? They're fucking bulbs or whatever. And they dangle, you know? And we could get them. You know, that'd be amazing. We'll get a couple of trellises up there and up on the cover the old grey wall, you know? Get some pebbles. Make a little rock garden. And you know what? We could probably... And you get these fucking grand ideas, you know? Actually, you know what? Rather than get decking, why don't we just put a lot of fucking wood on the ground? I'm sure, with zero carpentry experience between the two of us, it'll look fucking amazing. It's just the idea. Like, we had a bit of a fight today because there's some lad in Ballantyre selling a jigsaw. Would you like to play a game? No, like a jigsaw? Would you like to play a game? No, like, you know. And I've learned that there's that fuck around and find out applies. My fuck around and find out mentality should never apply to blades, gas, water, electricity, and gardening as well. I've kind of had those. Your rights revoked, to quote Lethal Weapon 2, right? You know, in those departments, because I've almost blew up the house with a pizza oven fiasco, drilled into a light switch, have just sawed things that haven't worked out, you know? And so I was looking at the jigsaw, and I was like, because I'm trying to figure out a way. I have a side passage that I want to bring the bike down, but I hate going around the gaff. I hate going around the gaff to go into the back and then going around and then opening the door from the other side and bringing the bike in, then closing and going around and, you know, fucking closing all the doors and all that shit, right? I need to make things easy, right? If I want these habits to stick, they have to be easy. So I'm like, I'm going to cut a hole in the shed door so I can easily access a lock. It's not that, you know, because then the next door have that and I want it. I'm coveting my neighbor's hole. Okay? They say in the Bible not to covet your neighbor's wife. No problem here, mate, but I will covet your hole. What are you talking about? Why are you knocking on my door? I was admiring your hole. And I was wondering how you went about getting your hole. Because I'm in the market for a hole, so I can easily access the side passage. Please stop. Please don't do this to me. There's a fox under my car. Interesting. Yeah, where's Scully? The X-Files joke for you there. So I was like, all right, what do I need? And so I've been Googling it. And I need a drill, which you don't have. I'm going to have to buy a drill to make a tiny hole. I'm not, because I break things, because I'm kind of the Fred Durst of borrowing things, in that I break stuff. I'm reluctant to borrow my neighbor's. I'm coveting his drill as well. I'm coveting your. No, there's no real. It's not as good as the hole bit. I'm not going to do it again. So I was like, all right, I need to buy a drill so that I can drill a hole. And then I'm like, I've seen these things called keyhole saws. I'm like, I'm sure with my no sawing experience, my zero sawing experience, I could saw exactly the right hole in a fairly old door, kind of like, I don't know what you call it. There's planks on it. I mean, even just looking at the door, I'm like, this is not a solid piece of wood. I feel like if I start sawing into different pieces of wood that are just gingerly tacked together, I'm going to do some damage. But the aspirations you have. So I'm like, all right, I need a keyhole saw. So then we were like, all right, I'm going to try and buy a drill. And Terry's like, you just need to go on adverts, type in the exact thing you want, and just see if someone's selling it. And I'm like, this is all new to me, right? And I don't fuck with that shit. I buy shit, brand new. I let it go to shit, and I never sell it. I may throw it out, or I may give it to a charity shop. That's been my modus operandi for 30 years, okay? But she's like, no, just, and I, funnily enough, we live near Ballantyre. So I'm like, I could drive over, send this guy a message. Didn't get back to me immediately, which fucking ticked me off. I was like, I have the exact amount you want and I can pick it up right now. Didn't get back. And I was like, is that drill still, like 10 seconds later, is that drill still available? Didn't write back. I'm like, all right. You know, I got that kind of ADHD hyper-focus. I need this fucking drill and I need that drill and I need you to give it to me right now, sir. All right. So I was going to buy, I was going to get a drill anyway because we're going to hopefully hang up some trellises on the back wall. And I also need it for board game shelf in the shed, which I've let go, this dream of having the shed, and I've just, you know, I've blimped it. It was cold, to be fair. There's no heating in there, so it was pretty cold. Still, I went in there, no smell of damp. Don't know how they do it. So it was a smell of damp in the house after I came back from holiday. No smell of damp in my beautiful shed. Anyway, I was looking for this drill. Chap was also selling a jigsaw, and I'm like, I'm going to buy this jigsaw. And I knew, before I even said it to Terry, that was, you know, not a bad idea to bring it up. You know, I bring up everything to her. But I was like, I know, I like my fingers, you know. I don't want to see them go bye-bye, you know. I wouldn't even be able to wave them goodbye after the incident, in my fingers. So, and she's like, you know, no, like, don't, you've never used a jigsaw before. You've never used one horizontally. You've never used one vertically before. You don't even know what you want to do. So I'd rather, you know, you didn't fuck around and find out on our one door that we have for the side passage. I want to replace the door. And I was getting a bit thick. And I was like, I was just suggesting, because it's the same price as a key also. And she's like, why are we talking about the door? And then I made it a much bigger deal than it was. But anyway, what am I saying? Yeah, fuck around and find out. It really only applies to like the digital sphere. You know, I could pick, I look like the lawnmower man to my bird when I have to do something. Baby monitor wasn't working. I was like, all right, unplug it and plug it back in. And she's like, it's weirdly working. I'm like, I know everything. I fuck around and find out. Press every button. Don't know what they do. Take it apart. Well, unplug it. Plug it back in. You know, that's it. Google something. Skim to the comments to see if this fixed it before I read on. You know, I've been a good fuck around find out man in the digital sphere for a long time. You know, since at least 2000. But I'd like to know how. I'd like to know how. I know I've always talked on this podcast about fucking around in the old DIY. I have nothing else to say about that. I think I had something else to say, but it's gone. Anyway, we were away, right? Something really interesting happened. This car is fucking piggity. This car is a mess. There's compost in the back. That's where I was. There's compost in the back. Terry has grand plans of potting plants and all this shit, right? Eventually it'll happen, but, you know, not now. Not right now. Anyway, so this car is a mess. Our pram is a fucking disgrace. All right, it is a disgrace. You know, pushing around this little baby Zen yo-yo, which is, I have to say, best pram ever. Incredibly expensive. And we got it as a gift, a very generous gift. Did we? No. We pooled together our all-for-one cards. Because it's a couple of hundred quid. But it does fold down to like the size of a fucking laptop bag. It's incredible. You can just put it, you can put it in the overhead thing. You can push your kids through the airport. So we're pushing the kids through the airport on this thing, and it's a mess. You know, there's caked in biscuits, there's yogurt stains that we can't even smell anymore. We've become acclimatized to, and we're pushing it through. And Dublin Airport's quite good now. You don't have to take anything out of your bags. You have to take all your shit out on the way back, wherever you're going. But Dublin Airport's got some new computers, right? Got new computers, and can tell what's liquid and what's not. And I can tell you what's wires and what's not, you know. So you don't have to take any out of your bags. So like, this is going pretty easy, pretty breezy. Because, you know, because Terry's, so her dad always needs to be in the airport like 3 hours early. So we're like fucking 3 hours early. And there's fuck all to do. It's not like back in the old days. I'm even watching people walking around with their noise-canceling headphones and their one bag that they push around that has four wheels. And I cry a little bit. I see couples in love not talking to each other, you know, tucking into a fucking Whopper or whatever, drink some champagne. It's a beautiful experience. Popping into W.H. Smith's for some reason. W.H. fucking Smith's. Where it's tops of Turbulent. Every sandwich is €9. Everyone's making prices on the spot. This sandwich is €9. It has ham on it, so that's €25. Really? Yeah, show me your boarding pass. Why do I have to show you my boarding pass? I don't know. Now it's €40. Woohoo! Fucking wacky hell Smith's, they should call it. At those prices? Anyway, the airport. We're pushing the pram through. And it's a bit stressful, you know, you're trying to prevent your kids from causing, you know, an international incident. We haven't been to America with the kids, but I know my uncle is going to fucking pull a fucking cop's gun. I know he will. There is no button untouched, no floor mashed in sweet, unsucked, no pint unknocked over, right? When it comes to him in the airport. He's got idle fingers. As my dad used to say. My dad would say, idle fingers! Because he'll be always feeling things. Idly. Hey, this is Tony here with a quick break here to tell you something, right? I'm going to tell you the rest of this amazing story of me going through the airport in a second, right? But we're about 26 minutes into this podcast. And if you can hear me talking to you right now, then that makes you a good listener, right? And it's great. Because you're exactly the kind of person that the Samaritans are looking for. The Samaritans are always looking for volunteers for late night shifts, and you might just fit the bill perfectly. And you don't need to be like a psychologist or a counselor or anything like that. All you have to do is to be able to listen to somebody talking for what's an average of 26 minutes for their phone calls. So if you want to find out more, please check the link in this description or go to listening.ie and you can volunteer. Now back on to my amazing story. Also, you should definitely do it. I think you're an amazing person. Right? Anyway, we're pushing the pram through. I'm trying to stop my son going into a different queue and stopping to prevent him from being x-rayed. But anyway, we go through, push the pram through, and, you know, you don't have to get any of the bag, so it's much easier. Anyway, your one there says, like, sorry, we just need to swab your pram and you'll be on your way. So she takes the thing out. They have those little, you know, little bog roll pieces that they just swab on. Puts it in the machine. The thing goes, red flash on it, and it goes, alert. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And she goes, sorry, something wrong with it. Takes a different swab, swabs it, and it goes, alert, right? On the screen, big red writing, says alert. And then it starts spewing out, like, a whole roll of receipts. Like, I'm like, all right, something wrong with this machine. And the woman goes, that's never happened. Okay, hang on 1 second. And then I have to just try another machine. And she walks over like two lanes over in security. And it just goes, I could hear a distant. And she comes back over. What do you do? I'm like, what? So what's your job? I'm like, I'm a comedian. And she goes, oh, great. Where have you been? I'm like, I don't know. Like London. Went to Tenerife last year. Why? Can I see your passport? And she looks at the passport, takes a photo of the passport, gets Terry's passport, takes a photo of that passport, starts asking me more questions. Have you been, like, you know, you been around anywhere weird? I'm like, no. And where are you going? I'm going to Malaga. I'm going to, like, where are you staying? Like, I don't know, it's an Airbnb. Gets the address. Is there a problem there? And anyway, she's grilled me for about 15 minutes, asked me every question. The kids were very well behaved then at that point. She was actually quite good with them. She was chatting to the kids. Very calm, nice demeanor with the kids. Like, oh, hey, little fella. Where are you going? Back up to me, right? Well, actually, no, that's not entirely true. But at first she was intimidated, then she warned. And then the supervisor came over and they were like, it's fine. And they're like, okay, well, you can go now. And I'm like, what? What just happened? And she goes, do you really want to know? And I'm like, wow. Oh, do you? I mean, now more than ever, now I will give you money to know. With a little fucking tidbit like that, do you really want to know? Oh, you little tease. And I was like, yeah, what did the test positive for? And she goes, TNT. I'm like, what? And she goes, yeah, dynamite. Dynamite. They tested positive 3 times for dynamite. And I'm like, what the hell? And weirdly enough, which, you know, me and Terry have TNT tattoos with a stick of dynamite. I wasn't fucking showing them. Imagine that. Oh, really? As we pull our sleeves down. And she goes, yeah, TNT. And I'm like, oh my God. Our buggy is so fucking filthy. It's now technically an explosive device. So, any of you anarchist cookbook fiends out there, get a buggy, cover it in yogurt for a year, mash in crackers and rice cakes, and particularly yogurt-covered rice cakes. Put a warm child's butt on it for, you know, as long as you can, and you will also have access to an explosive device. Couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, how is that? And she's like, no, it's not. It's not. And I made that joke. And she goes, no, it's nothing like that. She just said, there's just traces of it in the air, like around. So it must have just been a bit of dust that landed on your buggy. And I'm like, yeah, but you swabbed it like in 3 different locations. And I'm like, well, just don't smoke in it, you know? I don't know. Get the fucking, waste my time. Get the fuck out of here. But it was fascinating. So I can only imagine. I mean, I know I've already made jokes about this car being an explosive device. You know, that the greatest kind of, you know, security measure in this car ever being stolen is the fact that there's any one of these jars around that are just fermenting with, like, I don't know, salmon or some shit, rice, whatever. Because, as you know, my wife doesn't like microplastics. So I carry jars everywhere. Big heavy fucking jars. You know, one day this pack horse is going to buck, all right? And if someone gets kicked in the fucking head by both my feet as I with my hands placed on the ground, and I jump back and kick people in the feet, it'll be my wife to blame. Buckaroo, baby, all right? You put too many things on me, and now I'm freaking out. But yeah, I wouldn't really recommend anyone stealing this car. If I sound a little weird, it's because I have a snooze in my top lip now. And I think I look kind of chubby with it, because my lip is kind of, I already have very profound lips. For anyone who doesn't know, snooze is, I quit the vape, guys, you know, quit the vape. I mean, I'm now a handful of days. Well, the holiday included. I was vaping a little bit before. I was tucking into Jordan's vape before I did a work in progress show there. I'm probably going to get back into the vape, to be honest. No, I'm not. Snooze is king. Snooze is fine. Because I have constant source of nicotine now. But I don't see this ending well, you know? Beforehand, it was smoking when I was out with mates who smoked. I could probably go a night without looking for fags or anything like that on the pints. So that was like, you know, smoking once a week, once every 2 weeks. To then getting into the vape and doing that every day, you know. It did make me, I tell you what, it did make me. It made me a real get up and goer, you know. The bell, you know, the alarm would ring. Da, 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 da. Back to the street where we began. Throwing my legs over, getting up. Going straight to the vape, you know, got me up. I was real good of being like, Terry, I'll grab that from upstairs. Go upstairs and vape. I'll grab that out in the car. Absolutely, I'll get on you want. We need milk. I think we need milk at 11:30 p.m. You know, no, the milkman dropped off 3. Oh, we might need something. I'll go get him. You know, living a little taboo life. But now I just have it directly hooked up to my veins. It's not snoozing all the time, but it's they're little nicotine pouches that you pop in under your gum. And this is what's so frustrating, is that it's like not pleasant the first time, and then you get used to it. And I was like, why can't I apply that level of graft to the gym? You know, why can't I apply that level of graft to running or I don't know, learning fucking pottery or whatever? Do you know what I mean? But it's no nicotine now. Nicotine's having a fucking day. It's mad. Never has there been more delicious access to nicotine. I'm kind of buzz chasing at the nicotine at the moment, which is, to be fair, my only real concern at the moment of my taboos, of my habits. I haven't really been drinking that much. I haven't really been eating that much. One of the side effects of the meds is kind of appetite suppression. I'm still eating, but I'm like not snacking. But when I do, in the late hours, had a whole thing of fucking eggs there. Chocolate eggs, of course. Cadbury's chocolate eggs. Had a whole bag. And they belonged to my son, you know. And I'm going to lie to him. You know? There was no eggs. But so I can still gorge. But it's not in the same, not in the morning. Not like, you know, not four hash browns level. Haven't been doing the McDonald's breakfast as much. But and then, yeah, the drinking, I'm just not really, I've just got a lot on. I've just got a lot on. And, like, I do miss, back in my sales days, you know, going out, like, going for pints, like, every day after work. And then coming in, still drunk, and then the hangover will hit you at lunchtime, but don't worry. You know, I can go to fucking Katsu or whatever it's called. Or no, what was it called? No, it wasn't called Katsu. There was a place that did like kind of take away Japanese food, and they had this little Katsu bowl. And you get two big fucking Katsu fillets in there, covered in curry sauce. Like a four person's portion of rice. And gorge on that. Not have a nap, but may as well, you know, while I'm motivating the next generation of salespeople, of London salespeople, you know. But I didn't need to do, I had everyone tell me what to do, and most of the things I had to do didn't involve emails. They were just like talking to people, so it was great, you know. And if I ever was so hungover that I couldn't find the right, this is the thing, when you had big hangovers, I didn't realize how limited my vocabulary was, you know. I would just kind of pause contemplatively, you know. You make a good point there. Sean, you make a good point. Fuck. And then, well, just don't do it again. Or whatever. Or, do you know it as well? Like, this is what I realized because I've worked in, you know, in creative industries now for the last couple of years. And then in ads as well, because I do voiceovers or I do whatever, sponsored content and things like that. That a lot of the time you might be speaking to an agency, and then the client as well might want to jump on the Zoom, you know. And there's a lot of people in there who are on, and they have to look busy, and I might pipe up and just say, you know, I might do a voiceover, for example, and be like, you know, only $9.99, only $139.99. And you get like 7 people of the 16 people on Zoom being like, That's good. What do you think? Pascal, what do you think? Sorry? You're just asking what you think of the read. Yeah, no, just, I'm wondering, and sorry, you know, I just wondering if it could be bigger. I'm like, Pascal, I see you, bro. You were fucking tucking in big time. You were splitting the G on every pint, and you didn't get it right any time. You went under every time, right? Now you're hungover. And now you're feeling, fuck, I'm in the spotlight, better say something. Yeah? Could you do it bigger? And I'm no issue with doing bigger. Hey, I always say that. I say, hey, I'm going to go so fucking big, you're going to swear the hot air balloon has just wafted into the sound booth. And then you can tell me if you want me to deflate slightly. And then, ha, love it. And then sometimes they do that. I'm like, could you go bigger? I'm like, fuck. Thought that was the biggest, you know. Anyway, but I'd be there in meetings, hungover, and someone's given like a great pitch, some incredible plan for a website, and you know, they're like, I think this is great. I think green, definitely the way to go. I think green color type looks really good, looks really strong. I think it kind of, you know, people are talking about it. It gives a kind of an earthy vibe. Tony, what do you think? Fuck. I do like the green. I'm just wondering though, is it too green? Is it too green? I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Now people aren't fucking talking to me, but I've ruined someone's fucking day with that. It is actually too green. Like, I actually thought it was perfect amount of green, but I had to say something. I had to say something because I was hungover and I was thinking about my curry in 5 minutes, right? So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the dev team, but you're going to have to do it again because I somehow landed this job and I'm hungover. So, you know, I now, with what I do and doing the podcasts with like the lads, for example, or I'm writing a lot every day now. You know, I have the sitcom that's coming up on RTE, Good Boy, which I fucking adore, and I think it's going to be really, really funny and not like anything I've seen before on Irish TV, and it's going to be really good. I'll talk about it more when it's already, you know, contracts have been, you know, signed and all that, so it's happening for sure. But you know, you still have that kind of like. But I'm really excited about it. So I'm writing that. And yeah, when I'm just kind of boozing, it's like, oh, these are bad ideas. You know, I'm waking up now. And these are bad ideas. So, but like, if, you know, I would much rather be drinking, you know, I'd much rather be drinking and probably hungover the next day. But, and the kids as well, you know what I mean? They just require a lot. So, you know, might tuck into a nitrous surge occasionally. You know, I mean, I know a lot of people don't drink at home at all. And I do drink a lot when I'm out, but I'm only ever out for like 3 hours because the kids are still so young. So I'm always trying to get back because one of them will wake up. Don't want to leave Terry high and dry or the babysitter, God forbid. But I fully intend to get back, you know, you can call me Sister Mary Clarence because I'm going to be Sister Act 2 back in the habit very soon. Maybe not though. I'm actually more productive. I don't know. We'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I'm just wondering, should we cross the bridge? No, it was great what you were saying there, but just wondering, or not. I'm just wondering, or not. Thank you for that. I see you, bro. I see you. I see you because I am you. But yeah. So, yeah, so what am I saying? I'm saying nothing else. I don't know what else to say. Not drinking as much. Yeah, the nicotine. The nicotine would probably be my own real bad habit at the moment. Bad habits lead to... Bad habits lead to blackouts in the dark. What's the lyrics? I never said lick out. Ed Sheeran. I'm pretty sure you said bad habits lead to lick outs. Remember one time I went to a party when we were like teens, and and I went with a mate who was kind of in the end of a relationship with a girl, and went to this party, and it was with a bunch of fucking drama kids, right? So it was a fucking harem, you know? It was drama kids. Like, I think Sonny'd be a good actor because he's got a big head and he's gorgeous. And he's got great language. I think he'd be an amazing actor, but I'd hate to get him into the old drama schools because beautiful boy like that, if they see a fucking fresh fish, I don't even like talking about him like that, but you know what I mean? They, you know, those girls and the guys, you know, they chew him up. I mean, he'd probably, you know, he'd get a few digs in as well. Anyway, I'm just saying, went to this drama party, and my mate disappeared for a while. I'm like, oh. But it was kind of that age where, like, that kind of shit happens, you know? Especially, there's no way of, you don't really end, relationships end in drama, and then that becomes less a thing as you get older. People kind of value themselves and their own happiness or their plans or whatever it is. And it was kind of the end of this relationship, but he disappeared. So we're like, oh, you know, he's gone for it. And then went back to my mates to stay the night, because we said we were staying the night, went to this party. And then he was like getting, we're all drunk. And he's like, I fucking cheated on her, man. And I was like, what'd you do? What happened? He's like, I'm after cheating on my bird. I was like, what'd you do? He's like, I gave that bird a lick out. And I was like, what? And I was like, did you kiss her? No. And I'm like, how? How did you? How did it just go? It just escalated. And I'm like, all right, that seems. He's like, I can't believe it. All right, mate. All right, mate. I think you did. I think you wanted to do that. I think you wanted to do that, and that's okay. You know?
Well, I can't believe it happened.
Didn't kiss her. Birds are, you know, desperate for lads like that, this age, you know. To quote John Cusack, well, Nick Hornby, I think, still wrote the screenplay for High Fidelity, one of my favorite films. And he makes this point of, like, the kind of extra feely kids, like, girls hate that when you're growing up. But then that's exactly what older women want. And it's like, if only we could switch, you know. But that'd be, you know, depending on the appropriate age. I don't know. Didn't need to make it a pedo thing. Didn't need to make it a pedo thing. Anyway, look, I am going to leave now. My planet needs me. And I love you so much. And I'm so glad you're here. And thank you for your patience during my little Easter break. I will be going on tour, and I would love to see you. Can I tell you some of my tour dates? I'm going to get my phone out. Hang on, talk amongst yourselves for a second. Talk amongst yourselves for 1 second there, guys. Please, talk amongst yourselves for 1 second. Actually, I got a few dates. I'm going to say them that I have on my link tree, and then I have a few more. So yes, this Friday, there's still a handful of tickets. It will sell out, but there's a handful of tickets right now for my Vicar Street show, Friday, April 5th. Tony Campbell Litterbox coming. The tour kicks off in Vicar Street in Dublin on Friday the 5th of April. Then the following Thursday, the 11th, in Dundalk in the Spirit Store. Wonderful venue. I had a wonderful time there. Then that's Thursday, April 11th. Thursday, April 18th in the Abbey Tavern in Howth. I think I had one of my favourite gigs the time I was there the last time, the Abbey Tavern in Howth, so I'd love to see you there. The Dreacht in Blanche the next day on Friday the 19th of April. Then I'm in the Whale in Greystones on April 25th and April 26th. I'm going to be in Dolan's in Limerick. Wonderful venue. Great cracking there. On Thursday, May 2nd, in Dolan's. The very next day in Cork, I'm going to be in Cypress Avenue, Friday, May 3rd. Then I have another Vicar Street on Friday, June 14th. And tickets are flying for that, which I'm delighted with as well. Then I'm also going to be in Galway, in Monroe's, the week after that. I think it's the following, Friday the 21st of June. That's my last gig of the tour in Monroe's. Then I'm also going to be in the Limelight in Belfast. I'm literally Googling my own name, Limelight, Tony Cantwell. And that is on the 6th of June. I will be in the Limelight in Belfast on the 6th of June. I'm also going to be, is that it? I think that's it. And then I'm also going to be in London, probably around June as well. I'm going to get on to my agent now, get that date for you. I'm going to be in June, in July, I think. London. What did I say? In June or July? I'm going to be in London in June or July. So I'm sorry. I'm just going to fucking book it myself. I'm just going to book it myself, right? I'm going to book it, and it's going to be in June or July, around then. It's going to be a lot of Edinburgh preview shows in July. Oh, figure it out. You don't need to get this inside baseball stuff. Listen, I love you so much. You make me so happy. And if you like this podcast, can I recommend you go over to Headstuff Plus, where every single Friday I put out an extra podcast. And those are the ones that are a little bit more my own personal interests. I'm going to be doing a series, a music series on that, which is my top 10 pop songs through decades. And then I'm just going to go into fucking top 10 songs. It's going to be sporadic. I also do movie reviews over there. I did a review of Dune 2 over there on Headstuff Plus, the bonus Camel Shit Show. It is the price of a pint, And I would love to see you over there if you want to listen to the podcast. I also did a podcast recently where I went through all of my teachers from primary school and I reviewed them and gave them a star rating. It was a lot of fun. Also, a more recent podcast I did, which I actually put out on this feed, was Dating Advice, 30 Pickup Lines That Definitely Always Work. So you should check that out. I love you. I love talking to you. I'm never going to stop this. All the best. Bye-bye. The Tony Gabriel Shit Show.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Head Stuff Plus.